Blog Talk Radio.
I'm dead.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, is he nuts?
Everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody.
Oh my God!
Who's bad? Who's bad?
All right, you're live. VWD Radio with me. Who else? Your host, Miss V. I tell you what, I'm being tested today. Oh my goodness, my switchboard software decided it wanted to cut me out. Ah, you know those upgrades. Anyways, I do have Nakaya, and I'm pronouncing that really good. I'm gonna go ahead and bring him on in. Nakaya, is that how it's pronounced?
Absolutely, you got it correct. You got it right.
Even though I fat fingered it on Twitter.
No, it's all right. Oh, it's
sure.
All right.
All right. All good. Well, we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna jump right in. I have your latest single. It's titled Ayo. It's ready on deck. I'll be spinning that for the listeners after our interview, but I want you to know I love the originality of the beat and the lyrics. Dope video. Yeah, dope video as well, man. You're definitely about your business. You've got your business side together as well. Definitely you take that as far as you could take it. Also, I noticed you have like a little fusion of, I know it's hip hop and R&B, but it sounds like you almost have like a fusion of dance or pop, like a dance pop sound. So you have a little fusion going on there, which is really hot today with the artists kind of mixing their sounds a little bit.
Right.
So I just wanted to let you know, don't have anybody hand you a pin to pop your head, but it is good. So keep doing you. Anyways. Anyways, now is Nakaya, is that your born name or stage name, as well as where are you originally from and hail now?
Nakaya is my born name, which we know around where I'm from. We call it our government, but it is my born name as well as my stage name. And I'm originally from Queens, South Jamaica, Queens, New York, and at the moment, I guess I'm 2 weeks in. I just moved from New York to South Carolina now. So I guess you could say I'm a Southerner. that's where I'm at now. You know, I'm kind of ahead of the game because I was able to take my family from the hood to the burbs, you know, and that's really the goal. You know, when you're doing music or when you're doing anything of success, you want to take your family away from anything that's negative to a positive place. And I was able to, you know, glory be to God, I was able to do that ahead of time before rap money came into play. So I'm feeling good about that.
And you should, and you definitely should. Now, don't you have like an AKA Prince of, tell us about that.
Yes. The Prince of Queens, It actually came from me going just, you know, it was actually a bunch of us at the time, me and my brothers. We just really, really went hard for Queens. And after that group disbanded and it was just me by myself, I just looked at it like, you know, nobody goes as hard as I am or as hard as I would go for Queens. And I went with the Prince because, you know, I've always been royalty. But at the end of the day, I wanted to pay homage to all the kings from Queens that came before me. So instead of me going with King of Queens, I went with Prince of Queens, you know, to pay homage to all of them, because it's not just one. It was from you know, starting from Run DMC to Shan and all of these guys up until now. You know, I just really wanted to show love. And not only that, but what did I put out so far to even be able to claim king, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to just, you know, jump out the window with king like that. And I wanted to, you know, just pay respect to all those kings that came before me. So the Prince of Queens is what you got left. And it stuck, you know, it stuck.
I'm feeling that too. I actually really like it. And I also like your thesis on it in regards to not, you know, totally coming out with that, you know, paying the homage. So I definitely follow that. Now, you fell in love with music, tender age 5, began rapping around 12. You set out to begin your music career as a teenager. You know, obviously you were working to perfect your craft, both vocally and lyrically. So go ahead. Can you tell us how you started out, the trials of life, and what motivated you to get back on track with the music industry?
Well, I started out, my foundation comes from the church. So that's where, you know, my parents laid that foundation at. So I started out singing and playing drums in the church. Then eventually I started playing drums professionally, pretty young. And I started, when it came to rapping, it was me being influenced in everything by my brother and my sister, who happened to be children from my father before he married my mother. So they lived in Queensbridge. So when I started to go over there, they introduced me to, you know, hip hop and hardcore hip hop, N.W.A., Biggie, things of that nature. So, you know, I was heavily influenced by that. And with that, as I'm getting older, I was able to mesh the rapping and the singing together, and started to take it a lot more serious when I started to hit high school. People like, yo, you need to sing, because you know when you're rapping at that time. You didn't rap and sing, but they were like, you need to mesh it together because it sounds great. So I did, and I really never looked back from there, you know, and it was a long time ago. And at the time, nobody was really doing it. And the ones that did do it have influenced me, like Lauryn Hill, you know, R. Kelly was a big influence for me on an R&B or vocal level. That's really how I was able to mesh the two, and that's when I meshed the two. And I just been pushing forward ever since. And the trials and the tribulations that came with it is because, unfortunately, I'm, you know, although I had a great foundation and a great life that my parents laid, you know, because I can't go with that story that my mother was a crackhead, my father was a Rolling Stone, because I would be lying. You know, that's not right. That's not my story. You know what I'm saying? It seems like that's the typical rapper story, but it's not my story. You know, I chose the streets. The streets didn't choose me. And unfortunately, it landed me in, you know, city doing city time, state time, you know, and even them Alphabet Boys knocked on my door, you know, at one point in time. And glory be to God, I was able to get through that, you know. And in the interim of that, we had deals on the table. We was doing so many shows. We was opening up for a whole bunch of different artists, Busta Rhymes, Ja Rule when he was huge. We was doing a whole lot, but we were still in the streets. And I kept getting caught up. And if I wasn't getting caught up, then my brother was getting caught up. And we missed out on a lot. But if it was meant to be, it would have been. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
right
here now. After that, I was able to regroup. You know, I did almost 4 years upstate, and I came home, and I was able to regroup. And I've actually grown a more of a hunger for success than I did then, and a more of appreciation for success than I did then. You know, as well as life. You know, so the regroup and me strategically being able to do things now and put things in play has been a big deal and a big blessing, actually. It hasn't been easy,
definitely.
But nothing worth it is, so I'm here, you know.
That's what's up. Definitely blessed, and it's never too late to get back in the game, especially when you have a gift to share, which you do, obviously. So what inspired your latest single, Ayo? And what can the listener expect from your sound and, you know, your storytelling lyrically on this single?
Well, on this particular track, Ayo, it hails directly from the streets as well as the club. And I say the streets not in the fact of or in the vein of street things happening or like the typical things that you would think would be happening when you say it's coming from the streets. When I say coming from the streets, meaning like in my hood, we do cat calls, and our cat call is like, hey, yo. And that you could be calling a female, you could be calling your man, you know, through that cat call. So I just merged that with the club feel. And due to the fact that I'm not a club guy, me going to the club really opened my eyes to what goes on there, how it feels, what it looks like, what it sounds like, you know. And I just merged the two, and I wanted to give a really good feel-good club record that, you know, you could two-step to, have your little dance. You know, Ayo got a little Ayo dance to it, but not too much because I'm not into all that acrobatic type of dancing that everybody be doing. But,
right?
You know, a little two-step, lean-back type of thing going on with it. And, you know, some soul clapping going on in there. You know, I just wanted to just put that out there. And as far as my the lyrics is concerned, and what I try to bring across is just lyrical ability in the fashion of having fun, you know, and just really going that way with it, you know. That's really how Ayo came about, and I truly hope the people enjoy it as much as I enjoyed making the song and as well as the video.
Well, I know I did. In fact, now that you mentioned the video, that video is tight as well. That's a tight video right there. I definitely believe that you have a gift to share, and I think you should keep sharing it. So we're going to get into that track, but before I have you take us into this track, let us know, do you have some live events coming up, you know, whatever project happenings you have, you know, what's next for Nakaya?
You know, and you hear this kind of often, but it really goes for me, you know, it's really to the moon and beyond for me at the moment. But as far as any events right now, no, there's none on the calendar. As of yet, because of the relocation, I've been focusing on that. But at the same time, still taking care of business. I wasn't able to, have any, you know, performances yet. I might have a show that I heard about in Alabama, but I'll keep you guys posted on my Instagram and on my Twitter about any events that's coming up. But other than that, you can find me. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram.
Quick Lick. I was gonna add. Yeah, my bad. Quick Lick. Because we got to get into the single, but quick, like, let us know how we can get to you. You know, your social medias, why don't you go ahead and spit them out for me?
That's Nakaya24. That's Twitter and Instagram. If you're trying to do a feature or anything like that, or you're trying to get at me, you can get at me at 24Nakaya@gmail. My website is coming up, which will be theprinceofqueens.com. That's being worked on as we speak. You know, just getting a lot of business done before I step back out there to, you know, do shows and things. I want to be able to have a way that people can get to me without me physically being there. So that's why it's not so many things on the calendar at the moment. But a lot is coming up. A lot is coming
all
up.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate the time spent with you. I'm sure we will be catching up with you. Definitely make sure, you know, that you keep with his movement. Nakaya, can you go ahead and take us into this single?
Yes, this is my new single. It is called Ayo, and you rocking with Nakaya, a.k.a. the Prince of Queens. And we here with Ms. V, BWD Radio. Let's go.
All right. God bless you. Good luck to you.
Everybody on the left seat, everybody on the right seat, and everybody from front to back, put your hands in the air, turn it up in here. We gon' get it poppin' out here, yeah, we gon' keep it sitting around here. Hands up in the club, ayo, made a finger sky high, ayo. Yeah.